the biggest thing we'll look for in our competition against Pittsburgh Sunday is taking a step, proving on what we did last week in New England. So there's a number of things that we focused on throughout the week, and you always start with the fundamentals. The mental errors has been an emphasis throughout this week. So just improving our play based on, you know, week one to moving forward to week two. So it's going to be a whole different competition, always is each week in the NFL. So we're playing a different style football team. So this will be a great challenge for us.
And you talk a lot about that progression for young guys, year one to year two, year two to year three. Eddie Lacy, when he got here, is obviously producing at a very high level for you as a rookie. Where have you seen his biggest growth over the past couple of years?
I would say Eddie Lacy's biggest growth would be in the pass protection and really pass receiving checkdowns. I would say that's where he's made the biggest improvement, particularly from year one and to year two, and even more so this year. So very instinctive runner. He came here that way. So, I mean, it's a product of, you know, his success in playing at University of Alabama. So, you know, he's really fits into our system, has a clean understanding. Now he's on the same page with the quarterback, so he looks very comfortable.
Mike, in that same vein, I know we obviously talk a lot about the continuity with the offensive line. What do you think the benefit is for those guys going into their third year now with Eddie and James as the...
It's a huge benefit. It's a huge benefit to block for the same guy. I mean, it's a huge benefit for the same runner to have the same five, you know, linemen in front of them too. So just as far as the timing of the combination blocks and, you know, the trust that you have, particularly, you know, in the early part of the running back's course, all those things tie together.
Mike, is Aaron's mobility back to where it was pre-calf injury? And if so, how does that change the way you guys can play on offense when he's able to move around?
Oh, I would think he's back. He's in excellent shape. He's moved very well. Going through the quarterback school drills, he looks very smooth. So it's, you know, it's the way you want to play. I mean, it's, you know, it's obvious. You know, we have, you know, there's two ways to throw the football. You either drop back and throw it, or you have some type of action passing game. And the ability to move the quarterback is something that definitely stresses the defense and his ability to, you know, play on the move from not only in the drop back phase but also in the quarterback movement phase and the keeps and nakeds and things like that is obviously a big part of how we would like to play.
Mike, was your plan going in to get Scott in as many situations as possible, ran a lot of no huddle, want to see a 2-minute out of him, those kind of things, just to cover all those bases, having not played?
Well, yeah, definitely. Not only Scott, really the whole team. I'm trying to, you know, really the decisions I'm making on the sideline, I'm trying to create as many opportunities as possible. I mean, if it's whether it's a 2-point play, a fourth down, you know, special team opportunities. So we're trying to create as many opportunities for our team to get out there and perform. It's because, you know, how many times you get to practice, you're the fourth and eight to go win the game. I mean, it's, you know, not that we're trying to go fourth and eight in the second quarter to win the game, but those are valuable reps. So, and Scott Tolzien, definitely, I want to see him run the same offense that Aaron's running. And he's off to a good start.
Can you change your thinking just a little bit on Aaron, the number ones playing time this preseason as opposed to past?
Well, I mean, I guess we'll answer that at the end. You know, we'll see how week two goes, and I would think week three will be similar to the way we've done it. So we'll see how today and tomorrow goes.
Wait, what do you think Mike Solari's added, you know, to the offensive line room working with James?
Mike Solari, excellent football coach, very demanding football coach. So he obviously brings a ton of experience, and I really like the way James Campen and Mike have, you know, partnered and worked together. And young David Rye, you know, the third coach in that room. It's a very healthy coaching situation. You know, it's an excellent room. Clearly, our best offensive line room in my time here. Top to bottom, and those three guys, the combination of those three guys do a great job.
Mike, you don't see a lot of fullbacks today have sustained long careers the way John Kuhn has. What is it about him that's enabled him to stick around and produce as long as he has?
John Kuhn is smart. You know, he's disciplined, has a lot of grit. And that's what you're looking for. Fundamentally, he's sound and what he's asked to do. And, you know, he's a real student of the game. I mean, John knows the offense inside and out, no different in the special team. So he's just really on top of everything of, you know, what we're trying to get done here, whether it's schematically in the weight room. So he's a real pro's pro.
You've had the benefit, obviously, of coaching his entire time here. Have you seen him grow in the locker room, on the field, as a leader, those things?
John's been really consistent. You know, he does a great job taking care of himself, his body. I think his biggest growth that I've seen is probably in his marketing and his radio shows and things like that.
Devontae Adams has talked this year about wanting to be more involved in the jump ball type of game. Aaron doesn't just chuck it up for anyone, especially when there's not trust. He's working to build that. What would that add to your team if he's able to just get a lot of jump ball touchdowns like he did in college?
We don't play that way. I mean, you know, jump balls are for basketball. If you got a one-on-one situation and based on other factors involved, you know, you may want to call it a 50-50 ball. I don't view it as us just dropping back and throwing it up and hoping he can jump up and get it. So, he's a great athlete. I think he's had a heck of a camp, and I'm looking for big things from Devontae.
Mike, I know obviously we asked earlier this week, welcome back to Pittsburgh, and obviously what that means to you. I'm just wondering, is there any extra meaning at all there for you this trip, just based on how things kind of went earlier this year?
Going home is always special. Yeah, this will be unique, obviously. So I'm looking forward to seeing my family the night before the game.